handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. They'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. And we're coming to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Monday, 23rd day of January 2017. And if I sound any different today, well, I am.
I'm happy as hell. Ron McDonald.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm happy as hell, too.
You know, and it didn't take long. Trump has already started what he said he was going to do. Oh, my God.
Oh. The energy the man has. Unbelievable. 3 hours of sleep. Jeez.
3 hours of sleep. And his people are already talking about 2020. That this man, evidently, he's not a candle burning at both ends. He's just a big candle that's burning at one end, but burning bright.
Yes.
Hopefully, he can do another 4 years, because it's going to take at least that long to straighten out most of what's wrong in this country.
I know.
By the way, I got an email from somebody, and I usually don't do this, but Hector, I hope you're listening today. He sent this to my secretary. Hi, Julie. Thanks for your email. I know you have a lot to do as a part-time volunteer for John. She's paid. We have no volunteers here. Because volunteers have a tendency to go, oh, well, I can't volunteer today. And then, anyhow. So taking the time to write was very kind of you. I almost didn't want to reply as simply simple reading my email gives you more work, but after listening to John's show on Friday, I felt the need to do so. I listened to the podcast while at work during my night shift, so calling in during the show is difficult. I heard John use the N-word once more. I believe it is the third time I've heard him use it since I began listening to him about 4 months ago. It really displeases me to hear him do that. It really makes him sound racist. I know I only give $11 a month after my monthly contribution to VaticanCatholic.com. It's the site, he notes, that's exposing the communist Zionist infiltration of the Vatican. And St. Jude's Hospital. I'll have to ask him about St. Jude's there. $11 is about all I can give, although I've been recently contemplating a little bit more sacrifice from our family's part and raise it to at least $20 a month. However, I can do that if John continues to use the N-word. In fact, I won't be able to continue promoting the show to others, and I have aggressively, or give my little donation monthly unless he stops doing so altogether. I can tolerate, with great sacrifice, his use of the F-word towards homosexuals. Now, what I said, I dropped the F-bomb last Friday, Ron.
Okay.
Faggots or us. Now, although it will not help win over awakened gays anytime soon, I can tolerate and forgive him for saying we Catholics are the devil, even though Christ is everything to the true faithful Catholics and every religion has wishy-washy members. But I can't emphasize, can't continue supporting him in any manner if he insists on using the N-word. It is very offensive, and I do not wish to explain RBN converts why the owner of the network uses a racist word meant to grossly offend blacks, black human beings. I know you aren't John, but I'm hoping you can either forward this email to him or relay my displeasure in a spoken manner. Thank you, Julie. God bless you, Hector. Da, 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 da. Now, I appreciate you emailing us, Hector, and I am going to curtail my use of the F word. If somebody is confused about their gender and what their body parts should be used for, okay, I get that. Now, I'm not really, you know, helping to win over awakened gays. I'm not in the business of reversing them back to their sexuality and what I would consider to be normal behavior under those parameters. I think you know what I mean. Now, as the N-word, people that listen to this broadcast, and I understand your point, Hector, people that are just tuning into the show, if they heard me use that term, I could understand that their immediate reaction to it. But for people that have listened to me for as many years as I've been on radio, know that I am not racist, okay? I am not. Whether you be black, Hispanic, Jewish, a Presbyterian, or a Mormon. Well, let's leave the Mormon thing out of it. But at any rate, people can tell you that I am not, Hector, I am not a racist. And when I use the N word, it's usually in context of just using that word, not necessarily to shock people, but it's a word that blacks even call each other. You know, like, well, I can't say the word, so how do I say it? What? I can't hear you. Ninja? My ninja? It doesn't make any sense. You're going to confuse me. I'm already confused. I don't know how to rephrase the N-word to indicate derogatory meaning. But at any rate, Hector, rest assured, I have blacks that listen to this radio broadcast. I have a black preacher on at night. You may want to review his stuff. He is a total firecracker. But I am not prejudiced towards black any more than I would want blacks or Hispanics or anybody else prejudiced against me because of my skin color. I've never had to worry about it. I don't wake up in the morning, look in the mirror and going, damn, you're a good looking white guy. You know, I want everybody but us white guys to be around. And that's not the case. So, Hector, I understand, and I've registered your complaint. And just for you, my friend, I will no longer use that derogatory term, even in context, okay? So, Hector, I feel sorry for the Catholic Church. I am a Catholic as well. And I understand what has been done to the Catholic Church, as well as just about everybody and everything on the face of this planet. Yep, Zionist, he's got that down. And the communist, which for me, for my money, are pretty much interchangeable. So, Hector, message received. Over and out. So. Wow.
Well, you know, I have to make a comment on that. You know, in the decades I grew up in, we had tough hides, and we wouldn't cry at the drop of a pin if someone called me a white patty or anything like that. And that was the...
My God, are you white?
I guess I am.
I didn't know that.
I know. You can't tell through the radio. This is true. But, I mean, we had at that time men and women with courage and backbone and tough hides.
Yeah.
Now it's pansyism. You know, did I say that right?
Pansyism?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that everyone's afraid. You know, they cry. I was just called this, you know, and that is such a discouraging situation for men and women of today to be in, you know?
It is.
Get a backbone.
Well, and, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's the thing that you and I grew up under.
Yes.
And I get that and appreciate it, but I also understand what Hector is telling me here. Because you didn't have groups and organizations. You didn't have the news media manipulating and controlling and lying and deceiving. Well, they were, but not in the grand style that they are now. And there are a lot of groups out there, women's groups, pro this group, pro that group, and it does seem to cause more consternation today than it did when you and I were growing up. So I'll give them that. That is absolutely true. Now, having said all that, I was running late today. I had to grab a sandwich here, and I think it was it Subway that's running that steak and cheese sandwich for $6? Woo, man, I celebrated. Well, I got in there about 25 to 6, and there's three people ahead of me. And the girl announces that she's making a steak and cheese for somebody ahead of me, a woman ahead of me, and that's it. And I said, you don't have any steak and cheese? I've been a dollar late and a day short all day today. And the woman turned around and looked at me and she says, well, I've never had it. She says, you can have it. I'll just get my regular. I said, really? I haven't had anybody be that nice to me in a long time. So I'm standing there and she's doing her order and then we get to talking. Now there's another woman standing in front of me, a Hispanic woman. And as the minutes go by here, you know, we were just standing there chit-chatting about, you know, non-essential things. And then the woman looked at me and she says, well, you know, if you're in a hurry, you know, you can go ahead. And I said, well, I got to be on the air in about 20 minutes. And she says, oh, you on a radio station? And I said, no, it's a radio network. And they both looked at me and they pulled out their iPhones. Well, what's the address? So I gave it to them. And then we really got to talking. The Spanish lady looked at me and she says, I said, did you see what Trump did? I had no idea she was a school teacher, Ron. Mm-hmm. I said, have you been seeing what Donald Trump has been doing? You know, I mean, the TPP, he just 86'd that. I said, this whole thing about illegal immigration, and I said, the schools, I said, did you hear what he's doing about the schools? And she says, yes, and thank God he is. I said, well, what do you do? She says, I'm a teacher. I said, you're a teacher in what school system? Round Rock ISD. The ISD stands for Independent School System, but it's nothing but independent because guess who runs it? The federal government. And I said, Donald Trump wants to return that back to the states. And she said, man, I am glad. She says, I can't stand what's going on in these schools. So, point is that people, for whatever reasons, Donald Trump is hitting everybody's happy button. I mean, if it's on illegal immigration, whether it's, you know, build that damn wall, you know, repatriate the jobs back to the country. He's hitting on so many cylinders right now, I'm afraid this guy might burn himself out in 2 months. I don't think he's going to. But there,
and you,
yeah,
you can't help but compare. I can't even think of her name. Clinton, Hillary Clinton, to what she would have done in office by this time. Mm. You know, the status quo would have been her platform. Well, to what Donald Trump has done so far.
Well, not only status quo, but the ever-burgeoning budgets, the debt that's absolutely choking us, Ron. I mean, it is beyond even imaginable. And that's something that, you know, was referred to as a can that's being kicked down the road. Well, that doesn't quite get it. Some people have put the amount even higher, but most will agree that it's $150 trillion that we're in a hole. And we have crumbling this, crumbling that, infrastructure that's gone, pensions that are going belly up, people, 95 million people that don't have jobs, on and on and on it goes. We couldn't have stood a Hillary Clinton. I don't give a damn if she never uttered a word in 4 years being in that Oval Office. Just by maintaining that status quo would have been bad enough. So, I mean, we're off to a good start in 2017. And Ron, I was dead serious. I was looking to shut this network down because I knew that we, if Hillary Clinton got elected, we would not be able to survive. They would have shut us down, period.
Yeah, I recall you're stating that. Basically, we don't know if we're going to be here this coming year.
I mean,
you knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, for more than one reason. Money, you know, the government, the hate speech. Really? The hate speech? Well, it's not. If you want to consider telling the truth hate, well, then go ahead. Go ahead and think that. But it's been nothing short of amazing. And I want to go through a series of stories here. It's like I'm in La La Land. It's like I'm having this half dream, half reality. You ever have that thought that you drag out of your subconscious as you're waking and you don't know if you're awake or you're asleep?
Yes.
That's the state that I'm in. I'm like, in pinching, I can remember I hurt myself in a dream one time, and it actually hurt. So I don't even know that pinching, if I am in a conscious state, is even a good barometer as are you awake or are you sleeping? I am looking at this, and I'm going, really? And everybody, Ron, I don't know how it is out there in old California next to your redwoods, but around here in Central Texas, and I'm not imagining this, I am observing it. People are walking around with smiles on their faces. They are looking at each other and saying, hi, how you doing? Oh, excuse me, or you know, whatever. They're being polite. They have slowed down. They've got smiles on their faces. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, really? Hell, if we would have known this, why didn't Donald Trump run 8 years ago? We had Obama for 8 years, but I guess that was just to drive home and illustrate the point of having a communist in the White House.
Well, I think we have a lot of uneducated criers out in this state that are miserable because of what has happened. But I want to make ask you a question on. Remember, you used to state that advertising was. I mean, you wouldn't have any problem with advertisers on your show. Do you think we're going to be heading towards that direction again?
Yes. Yes. And yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, the 95 million jobs that we have lost because of this damn depression that we're in, about the jobs have been shipped overseas. For the 40 years we have been running trade deficits, this is not going to be cleaned up overnight. But there is something, and it's real. It's not palpable or tangible, I would say, but it's this feeling that everything is going to be better. Everything is going to be okay. In the long run, everything is going to be okay. And that's translating to people just taking a different outlook of their life, of anything that they're doing, whoever they work for, or they got their own business if they have survived the last 8 years of this damn depression, going on 9 years. You know, so, yeah, I think it is going to change. It is definitely going to change. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because what a segue. I almost feel cheesy doing this. But what a segue to slide into, yes, we are, the donation window is open at Republic Broadcasting. And as I told people, we've got about half the budget taken care of through, I know you hate the little pop-up or the clickbait that's on our website, but that's through Newsmax, and I get paid a whopping $300 a month for that. Things like that to shore up the budget of this network to make sure that we have continuity, in other words, that we're on the air tomorrow, I've had to do things that I didn't necessarily want to do without compromising a whole lot. But we've got about half the funding into this network that we need to function, okay? And I'm just talking bare bones, just paying the bills with not a cent left over. So and until that gets a little bit better, folks, I'm going to have to rely on our family out there to help us once again to donate to the network. And it will not last. I know every time I did a damn donation drive, I'd always say, oh, well, I hope this is the last one I ever do. Well, the economy didn't improve. It only got suckier. So at any rate, I'll tell you what you can do about that situation and leave some of the pressure over here. Well, we just continue to dance up and down. It's a new day, folks. It is literally a new day.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Just had to listen to that bumper. Mike's always sliding into bumper music on me, and I wanted to identify, who is that? From Miami Vice? Crockett's theme? So it isn't Tampon Vice? No? Is he still alive, by the way? Okay.
John?
Yes.
Yeah, how about a phone number for donations?
How about a phone number for them donations? I'm sorry, I'm just drifting all over the place today because I'm in a regular holding pattern. It's not familiar to me. At any rate, folks, let me finish out my statement here. So this is what I'm working for. As I said, I got half the budget now paid for the network, and we got to depend on some donations out there. So use your euphoria today to make your decision. Now, that goes contrary to what I've always said on air. But we really do need the funds. So use your rational exuberance today to make a good donation to this network. And you can call us at 800. Mike is just going through some stories right now, looking up Don Johnson, of all things. I really don't care. I really don't care. At any rate, so he's not doing anything right now, so give us a call at 800-724-2719. Just punch extension 3 when prompted, and he'll be able to talk to you and take a credit card number, and we'll run that. Or you can go to our PayPal account that's attached to republicbroadcasting.org. At the top of the page on the right, it says donate. That'll take you to the PayPal donation page, and you can make a donation to this network using any credit card that you so desire. I guess you can even, can you even do Diners Club? Mike, can you do Diners Club? Yeah, whatever it says up there, you can do. And also, you know, and wait a minute, you're stepping on my roll here. I mean, I was on a roll there. Now I'm all discombobulated.
Okay,
let me back up. Oh, shut up in there. I got both of you now. Anyhow, yeah, half of the budget's taken care of the network, so we're working here, and I'm already talking to people that heretofore didn't want to talk to me about anything. About advertising or anything. So their attitude is starting to change. So when those bucks roll in, we will tell you when the bills are paid at this network. So there it is. But right now, we do need your help. And I'm not taking this donation drive network-wide unless I really have to. And then you're really going to be disappointed when you hear my voice on everybody's program going, hey, it's donation time for the network. We've not done an official donation. I think the last time was last September. So, and I specifically, you know, it came October, then November, Thanksgiving, and then what's coming up, Christmas, December, and I did not want to ask people. There's a lot of folks out there that were tighter than a snare drum head. You know, they just, there was nothing. There was no room to move anywhere. So I didn't ask. You know, every once in a while, if we had an emergency bill we had to pay, I'd say, you know, we take donations, or you can go up to our webpage and, you know, make a donation. Folks, this is my request of you. We will continue to be here for you. Please help us out here. Get us past this 9-year slump for just a few lousy more months. And we can start breathing, and I can start thinking about other things other than the bills and scrambling around and trying to pay the bills for this network. I want to do constructive activism this coming year. All right. Okay, here it is. Mike Parsons. Remember that name? Ron?
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Mike Parsons that was in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's now in jail. And he was run up by about 8 armed FBI agents in Nebraska at an airport. And he's been put in jail pending extradition back to Tennessee. And this all stems over that charge, gun charge. And then they got him for felon in possession. Even though that they've dropped it, they keep reinstituting it and keep rearresting him for it. The people up in the county that he's in right now, the sheriff scratched his head and he's going, "What in the hell? Who the hell did you kill?" He said, "I didn't kill anybody." He said, "But if they send me back to Tennessee, chances are they will kill me." This is the guy that's been beaten up. They busted his ribs, denied him medication, all that stuff.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad.
Mike Parsons is supposed to come on. He only has 15 minutes before the jail cuts him off. But I am going to be calling the jail. And the sheriff up there told him, said, look, if you got media or something to do, just let us know. And we'll make sure you're at a phone. And he'll be able to call into the network using toll-free number. So they're a bunch of good old boys up there, and they're still scratching their head trying to, and he's spoken with all of them, the sheriffs and the undersheriffs and all little deputies and everybody else up there. And Mike Parsons has about 150 IQ. He is not a dumb person, but he has spent a total of 5.5 years in jail. And what I suspect what they're trying to do here is get their hands on his 80 acres and the last registered airstrip in the state of Tennessee. And I suspect what's going on here is that this corruption is not only in Tipton County between the judge, the prosecutor, the police department, but I think it spreads over multiple counties in Tennessee. And the only thing that Mike Parsons wanted to be was left alone. He said, I'm going to disappear off your radar scope if you'll just quit harassing me, killing my dogs, setting me up. Just leave me to hell alone. And he caught them, by the way, Ron, and he's got the screenshots of it. They rigged the vote. He actually, with the office that he ran for in his county, Tipton County, they flipped the vote and froze him out. But the impression that I'm getting here is that I think that they believe that he knows more than what he does, and they brought out an elephant gun to kill a housefly. The sheriffs up there wanted to, they were asking the FBI, well, what the hell did you guys involved in this? Who did this guy murder? He said, I didn't murder anybody. We just have there's a hold on him back in Tennessee. And they just want to extradite him back to Tennessee. When was the last time you heard of anything like that happening? We don't do that over the terrorist, the known terrorists that voluntarily walk into FBI offices up in Anchorage, Alaska, and say that I'm hearing voices in my head. And then they go to an airport down in Fort Lauderdale and kill five or however many people. No. We're pointing MP5s at somebody's head, and the feds are involved in this, which would seem to indicate to me that either A, they have some good old boy friends down there the FBI doesn't mind doing a flavor for, or there's something that they haven't said. Maybe they've snuck in a charge of terrorism against a guy, which I wouldn't put it past him. Or that third scenario that I said was a possibility, that this guy, all he wants is to be left alone. But they think that he's got more on him than what he actually does. And they brought out that elephant gun to kill that proverbial housefly. So as soon as he calls in, we will put him on air no matter what we're in the middle of. So stand by for that one, folks. And I'll tell you. By the way, you were talking about California?
Yes.
UC of Berkeley, would you call that pretty much a liberal college?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
This poll was done by UC Berkeley. And this is what happened. Roughly 74% of California residents want to see an end to sanctuary city policies. The issue to end sanctuary cities in the state crosses racial and party lines. And folks, this is even including the snowflakes. They're always in danger of melting in California. Here's how this breaks down. This is how it's crossing racial and party lines. With 65% of Hispanics registering their agreement, while 70% of independents, 82% of Republicans, and 73% of Democrats feel the same way. During President Donald Trump's term, sanctuary cities would see a cut in federal funding and pushback from the Department of Justice under likely Attorney General Jeff Sessions. This is California, Ron. Does this surprise you?
Very much so.
It shocked the hell out of me.
You know, I've always questioned whether the vote was rigged here in California or not, because it's basically a Democratic state. Although Donald Trump made some headway in the things he was going to do for the entire nation, I was taken off guard that we didn't have a great deal of citizens voting for him.
Well, and what I am experiencing, and the people that I, just in my day-to-day ramblings and bumping into people here and there and everywhere, there seems to be this gigantic weight that's been lifted. I'm even running into Democrats going, you know what? We couldn't do any worse. This couldn't go on. The circus couldn't go on very much longer. And you know what? If he does what he says he's going to do, well, I guess Donald Trump might be okay. Rather than snowflaking and screaming, folks, what has transpired over the weekend with these demonstrations? What the Hollywood starlets have come out and said? I mean, even Madonna. And Madonna, please take your millions and retire, please. Because you can't sing anymore, and you're looking a little mannish around the edges. But you couldn't even act your way through that presentation you gave in Washington, D.C. It was amateurish at best. She said she wanted to blow up the White House.
Yeah.
But to be fair, she says, well, you know, I don't really mean that because that would be illegal. Okay, I got you there. But it's beyond the pale what some of these people are trying to do. And it has gone so far. If you notice, Ron, worldwide, there were demonstrations worldwide. But this wasn't just about Donald Trump. It was this whole social communist shtick that was coming to an end. Brexit, European Union, other countries getting ready to pull out of that European Union. Countries stating that, look, we want our own currencies back. So, Mike is ready? Okay. I've got Mike on air with me. Hello, Mike.
Greetings, John. How's everything going?
Better than the spot that you're in. Can you hear me?
Yep. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's a little fuzzy, but we're doing all right with it. Okay.
Okay. I've written a very short little narrative. If I can take a few minutes just to read this, that'll give a whole lot of facts really quickly and let everybody know what's going on.
Well, thank you, and I know you've had plenty of time to prepare that, so go ahead.
Okay, realize this occurred on January the 12th while Obama was still president. Okay, keep that in mind. That's important. On that day, I was arrested by 8 FBI agents armed with machine guns pointed at me with their fingers on the trigger the whole time. They assaulted me by pushing me down to the ground, putting their knees and their feet on my back, my neck, and my legs. They placed handcuffs on my wrists so tight that my hands went numb. They held me against my will, denied me my freedom to leave, and they menaced me for well over an hour with threats, followed by that unprovoked attack. And I advised them that I am not a U.S. citizen, nor a citizen of any state, of any corporation. I wish to be released and on my way. They said, quote, they're just doing their job. Well, obviously their job has nothing to do with protecting my God-given rights recognized by the Constitution. However, no warrant nor any form or order for arrest was ever mentioned or shown. They wore camouflage, body armor, Kevlar helmets. They looked like something straight out of a military combat operation. One of the guys was escalating constantly. Even 30 minutes after the initial engagement, he was initiating threatening remarks and gestures, and this guy asked if I was a sovereign citizen, to which I said no.
There's the magic word.
Nope, there's no such thing. You're either sovereign or you're a citizen. A citizen is a subject, and a subject is a slave. A sovereign is a creator, such as in a free country, the people are the sovereigns because they are the creators. This was originally the American Republic, which required self-governance by the people who were the sovereigns in their own right. The Bonds versus United States case confirms this. He then noticed an old U.S. and Nebraska flag rolled up in balls on the couch and asked if they were mine or if I had rolled them into balls. I said no. Then another guy said, well, they kind of look like old airport flags that were probably taken down because they're worn out. Well, why this guy is breathing hard and still escalated in some type of hostile FBI fashion, you know, he says in his rant, that's my flag. I get mad when I see it disrespected. Interestingly enough, he then rolled it up in a ball and threw it back down on the couch exactly where it was. I asked if they pinged my cell phone to locate me, and one FBI guy said, well, yeah. But he was concerned that I knew that they had the ability to do that. I said, well, guys, it's kind of common knowledge. Another one of them said, it doesn't look like he's trying to hide because there was nothing there that indicated me trying to evade or hide anything. Then the local sheriff came in, and someone said, there's a hold on him in Tennessee. Someone else said the charge was unlawful possession of a gun. Then I heard, you're kidding. All this for that? And if he hasn't hurt anybody, who cares if he's got a gun? Well, I asked the question, why such effort to locate me when there are people out there killing people daily and nothing seems to be done about it? One of the FBI's replied, priorities. There's only so many hours in a day, and apparently the judges wanted you real bad. I said it could be because I sued him for running a rigged court and exposing how they were rigging the elections. Now, since I've been locked up for 10 days, I've lost 9 pounds. My blood pressure's gone from normal 115 over 80. Today, they registered it at 150 over 80. The local jail minister who came and visited with me told me that he was told by the jailers that the FBI would be contacting anyone and everyone that I talked to. The FBI did call Mrs. Parsons, demanding she meet with them to talk to her, and she was told, quote, "Don't make me track you down," by the FBI agent.
Wow.
Now, this type of terroristic abuse by a corporation posing as government has got to stop. Now, the reality is I've harmed no one. As a matter of fact, I'm working right now with the Chilcotin Indian Nation, helping them get on their feet, giving them the opportunity to get jobs and make a living and get off the Canadian dole of welfare. I'm working with putting them together with a Tennessee lumber company who's going to go up there and manage the operation, which is going to make them a lot of money as well as the Chilcotins. It's a win-win for both sides of the border. This is what I do. This is what I've been involved in, and that's why the Chilcotin Nation not only has appointed me as a associate chief justice, but also as a diplomat. Now, if anyone is interested in how to help, number one, the governor of Tennessee, Bill Haslam, has the power to exonerate me.
Okay, and that name again, and spell his last name, Mike.
The Tennessee governor is Bill Haslam, H-A-S-L-A-M, and I don't have access to a computer, so please locate the number. I apologize. Otherwise, if they contact the Nebraska governor, and I do not know the Nebraska governor's name, don't have access to it.
Say again?
If he can...
Pete Rickett.
Did you get that, Mike?
I'm sure it's on the internet, but I've written the guy letters. Here's the thing. He can refuse to extradite me to Tennessee under humanitarian reasons. The reality is they've already tried to kill me 3 times. They almost succeeded back in May of last year when one of their goons attacked me and broke 3 of my ribs and sent me to the hospital. They almost succeeded. And the goon actually told me 2 weeks later that the judge's assistant told him if he would kill Parsons that they would let him go to prison so that he could get his good days, because if you go to Tennessee prison, every third day is... you get 2-for-1s, and so in the jail it's 1-for-1. So these guys have a vested interest in going to prison, and this guy, he didn't want to kill me, but he said, "Mike, that's what they tell me to do. That's why I did what I did."
Wait a minute. Mike, I want you to repeat this again.
In May of last year, in the Tipton County Jail, it's a private for-profit jail, an inmate, Mr. Tolliver, who's now in the Tennessee custody of in their prison, attacked me without provocation, hit me with a broom handle, knocked me down, kicked me in the side, back, and head, broke 3 of my ribs. I had multiple cuts, bruises, and contusions. I almost died. I was taken to the hospital. I was then put in a holding cell and required to lay on a flat concrete slab for 2 weeks with virtually no attention. I laid on my back for 2 days without any food or water, without the ability to rise up to go to the bathroom for 2 days.
Now, who put out this little edict against you?
The General Sessions judge that ordered me to be locked up and held without bond, his assistant, Mr. McCoy, told Mr. Tolliver that the judge said, if you will kill Parsons, we will let you go to prison. Tolliver was waiting to go serve a 15-year sentence, and once he's in prison, he could effectively have a greater shot at getting out early because he's getting bonus days. Every month, 30 days, you get 16 extra days.
Right.
Do the math.
So he's...
He can get out of a 15-year sentence, and effectively, he could turn a 15-year into a 10-year sentence, but as long as he's in the jail, it's day for day.
Right.
He gets no good days.
Right.
And in the prison, you get about 3 times the amount of food. They're starving people in this jail. I went from 195 to 170 pounds, and at 55 years of age and 6'5", I had no body fat to lose.
Okay, now, are you talking about are you talking about Tipton County or the jail you're in right now?
Right. No, Tipton County Jail. The jail I'm in now, I am losing weight, but I'm getting more food than I was in the Tipton County Jail.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you right now what I'm going to do with this. I'm going to have Mike cut out this this interview, make a copy on an MP3, and I will be sending this to the Tennessee State's Attorney General's office. I will be sending this to the governor of Nebraska, as well as their state's attorney general's office, to the sheriff in the jail that you're in right now. And I'm even going to make sure that Mr. McCoy knows that there's a radio network that's going to ride up the crack of the valley here to make sure that the criminals are exposed and justice is done.
The Tipton County Sheriff's Department charged Mr. Tolliver with simple assault. Though he sent me to the hospital with three broken ribs, cuts, and bruises, and he beat me with a broom handle, he got a 30-day suspended sentence. Simple assault. All right. Another solution to this. If now we can reach out to a real president who really wants to put the power back in the hands of the people, if he will recognize me as a diplomat of the Chilcotin Nation, which he can do with the stroke of a pen, that will provide me with the protection of diplomatic immunity, and these charges instantly go away. That will allow me to go back home to my wife and freely travel to the Chilcotin Nation to help these people get out from underneath the welfare of Canada, go to work, start making their own way, and provide jobs for them and a logging company in Tennessee.
Okay,
so if Mr. Trump is listening,
yeah,
this is a solution that will stop this tyranny instantly.
I don't know that Mr. Trump has his hands full right now, but as I said, Mike, I think they might believe that you know more about maybe not only Tipton County, but multi-county corruption down in Tennessee.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
If they send me to Tennessee, they will kill me.
It sounds like they have it in for you. Okay, Mike, do me a favor. Just call me tomorrow at your leisure. I know you got a lot of time in your hands, but now that I recognize the number from the jail, I'll take the call. I guess that's
it. Thanks, John.
Okay, Mike, You stay frosty. Stay upright. Okay, I think he's gone. That was actually a little bit more in a minute. Okay, I'm assuming here you're still talking to Pat. You got her. Okay, this, Mike, this is important. Pat, just hang on. He'll get to you here in a second. Jeez. All right. Thank you. You know one thing, Ron?
What's that?
I've become real thin-skinned once people give me attitude. Because all I want to do is just smack the hell out of them.
I don't blame you on that.
Trying to do all things and be all to many and... Yeah, I got you. So anyhow, this gets even better. Getting back to the subject matter that we were talking about. As soon as I can bring this up here, and come on, where the hell are you? Oh, by the way, these violent protests, Ron, that have been going on. Mm-hmm. Well, guess who was behind the scenes on this one? Obama's friend and terrorist Bill Ayers helped organize violent anti-Trump protests in Washington, D.C. Which, by the way, folks, Donald Trump is not taking any of this, especially in his own backyard now. These protesters, the ones that were committing violent acts, smashing windows, raping, robbing, pillaging, burning cars, whatever else, they are going to be brought up on charges. They will be prosecuted, and thrown in jail. Now, maybe this will chill some of the ne'er-do-wells out there that think that it's okay, above and beyond a protest, to destroy. It is not. It is not okay. Obama's friend, terrorist Bill Ayers, is one of the people who helped organize the violent protests in Washington, D.C. during the inauguration. Just who is Bill Ayers? Well, Ayers is one of the founders of the Weather Underground. He also launched Obama's political career at his Chicago home. He also insists that he is absolutely not a domestic terrorist. Well, speaking of the FBI, however, they don't agree with Mr. Ayers. From Breitbart, according to declassified FBI reports on the Weather Underground, reports that the mainstream press ignored and were public prior to the 2008 presidential elections in section entitled A Byte, B-Y-T-E, Out of History, 1975 Terrorism Flashback, State Department Bombing, the FBI wrote this. 29 years ago, Thursday, an explosion rocked the headquarters of a U.S. State Department in Washington, D.C. No one was hurt, but the damage was extensive, impacting 20 offices on three separate floors. Hours later, another bomb was found at a military induction center in Oakland, California, and was safely detonated. A domestic terrorist group called Weather Underground claimed responsibility. Remember them? Now, there's more to this story, and we'll get to this right after the top of our first hour here. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. And we got a lot of stuff here to cover, folks. The snowflakes are melting down worldwide, and it's just not about Donald Trump. It's about their globalism, their new world order that's literally falling apart right in front of their very eyes. And they can't stand it. Too bad. Freedom and liberty will reign again. And by the way, the criminals, this time, you're going to go to jail.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. they can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.